The Pat Kenny Show
with Matter Private Network
on News Talk.
Now, despite all the havoc caused by the pandemic, Ireland's tax revenues have held up remarkably well. Last year, our receipts exceeded the pre-COVID figure by 15%, and that was a 9 billion euro boost. So what has been helping the government coffers? Can it be counted upon to last? News Talk's Deputy Business Editor Gavin McLaughlin is here with more. Gavin, good morning.
Morning, Pat.
So which categories of tax deliver the most money into the coffers?
So the big three are income tax, VAT and corporation tax. If we just look at the first half of this year, 36.8 billion of receipts in total. Income tax was 14.3 billion, 38% of the total. VAT was 9 billion, 24%. And corporation tax was 8.8 billion, which with rounding is 24% as well. So everything else is much lower than those three. The next biggest is excise at 2.5 billion. So you've got these big three categories that really are the backbone of the exchequer. And the key factor in the boom we've seen is each of those three categories have held up very well. In fact, more than that, they've actually grown really strongly. So with income tax, we know that a lot of the economy came through COVID virtually unscathed and in fact grew. It was, there were some sectors that were hit. The worst hit were retail and hospitality, but they tend to be lower paid. And so the workers there pay less tax. And obviously that means when those sectors got into trouble, the impact on the income tax bill was less pronounced than it would have been if it were other sectors who'd been in trouble. And the VAT growth was just an extension of that, really. Consumer spending.
Yeah. The more you spend, the more the VAT man takes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, it's corporation tax that has been the big difference maker this year. Explain.
Well, it's up 3 billion in the first 6 months compared to the same period last year, whereas income tax is up 2 billion and VAT is up 1.9. And it's been going up strongly, corporation tax has, for a number of years now, which obviously is good. But there are a couple of aspects of it which are kind of frightening, really. I mean, the first is we have some idea why it keeps going up so much every year, but I don't think we really have the full picture. You know, we're kind of getting all this money flowing in without quite knowing all the reasons why. Here's UCC economist and former chair of the Irish Fiscal Advisory Council, Seamus Coffey.
There certainly is no domestic factor that you can set out and explain it. So there's nothing within Ireland that explains what's happening. But if you look to try and find different reasons, it could be that partly that the companies who have set up operations in Ireland, particularly the US companies, many of them have been performing strongly in recent years. It could be down to changes introduced to how those companies are taxed, changes via the OECD or changes by the US itself that have led to this surge in corporate tax revenues in Ireland. But because it's driven by factors that aren't domestic, that aren't within our control, we really can't explain it and we really shouldn't be dependent on it.
And that's UCC economist Seamus Coffey there. Some of those statistics on corporation tax are pretty incredible, aren't they?
Yeah, well, last year we got 15.3 billion in corporation tax. A decade prior, we were getting just 3.5. And in the first half of this year, we're running more than 50% ahead of last year. So good are the tax figures that the summer economic statement's central scenario is that the Irish budget will actually be back in surplus this year. Now, that is amazing after the two previous years we've had. And even back in the spring, the expectation was we'd still have a deficit this year. Now, given all of that, and given that people are struggling at the moment with the cost of living, there is a case to be made that the government should maybe be doing a bit more to help. But the decision they've made is, you know, it's prudent to keep the books balanced in a world that obviously is very uncertain and where our borrowing costs are going up.
Yeah, and the other thing is that you don't want to make payments that are ongoing that you'll be stuck with even if the receipts fall. If you want to give people money, it should be one-off money to help them cope rather than a commitment to ongoing money. Now, another issue, if you put these elevated corporation tax receipts into sustained spending increases, that question of the hole, how big would that hole be if something happened to dry it all up?
Because if you give it out in higher social welfare or higher civil service wages, obviously it's very difficult to turn around and take the money back. So that's the rationale behind this idea of a rainy day fund, which was done before and then raided for COVID. And actually they're thinking about doing it again, but there's no cabinet approval yet. And let's be clear, Pat, I mean, there is a risk that these receipts could dry up. Let me give you the second frightening aspect of corporation tax in Ireland. Remember I told you it's about a quarter of our total tax revenue now. Half of our corporation tax comes from just 10 companies. So do the maths on that. And what do you know? 10 companies account for 1/8 of all of our tax revenue. So lose one or two of them and obviously we've got a bit of a holder. I mean, this is crazy. It's a crazy situation. And, you know, quite clearly, I think you can understand why it's not a good idea to bake these receipts into permanent spending.
Now, isn't it also expected that these receipts will decline once these international tax reforms take effect?
Yeah, so $2 billion a year is what the Department of Finance estimates ultimately. And this is the process that's taking place at the OECD, where, among other things, Pascal Donoghue has agreed to get rid of the 12.5% rate for big companies. And there was a lot of soul searching, but basically once it was agreed that the new minimum rate would be 15% rather than at least 15%, which sort of held out the possibility that we'd be leaned upon to put the rate up further in future. Once that was sorted out, we agreed to sign up. Now, Joe Lynam and I have done an extended interview with Pascal Donoghue. It's available now on newstalk.com. And he spoke about some of the reasons why he felt we had to go into that deal.
It has consumed, and rightly consumed, a huge share of my time, particularly of my kind of non-public time in terms of the work that was going on with my officials, other governments and the OECD. And ultimately, the decision that I reached was that Ireland did need to be in disagreement. You can't look to maintain a reputation for stability and be outside an agreement that everybody else is inside. But then what was the terms for going in? And then if stability matters, it's why being clear about what our rate would be in the future was the key thing. Along with the management of the pandemic and the economic consequences of that, it and the decision to manage and enter the corporate tax deal are probably the two biggest things I've done to date. And I think the huge amount of additional FDI that Ireland has attracted since then shows absolutely that it was the right decision. Look at where we are with companies like Intel, the additional life sciences investment that has happened, the decision of TikTok. All of this points to the fact that this was a process that everybody understood and they believe that the compromise that I negotiated moves this thing forward globally but maintains Ireland's reputation for stability.
Isn't it amazing, Pat, to hear an Irish finance minister talking like that when for so long the rhetoric basically was that the 12.5% rate would be taken away over our dead body. But things change, I suppose. So this deal was agreed, but it's not implemented yet. And the ratification process is a mess. The US is a big stumbling block where it's actually looking increasingly likely that it won't get through Congress. So the question is, if this reform deal blows up, what could happen then? Here's Cormac Kelleher, an international tax partner at Mazars.
Part of the rationale or reason for the large corporate receipts is that companies have already done the migration of the IP here. They've done kind of the large capital projects here and so forth. So they're going to stay. So it's unlikely then that companies are going to do any significant tax changes and their structures and so forth. So you could continue to see the higher corporation tax receipts coming in over the years. Where it's going to become messy is the unilateral measures that countries are going to start introducing themselves. From, I suppose, an advisor perspective, that would be very, very messy. So try to advise clients, try to keep them compliant in jurisdictions. It's going to be a headache for them. From an Irish side, I think it's probably good from our perspective, because I don't think there's ever been any discussion or mumblings that we would do our own digital taxation. So we'd probably continue with the status quo, which in itself, I think, would be beneficial and attractive, that we, you know, we have consistency of our tax measures. So you'd probably continue to see investment here.
That's Cormac Kelleher from Mazars. Your final thoughts then, Gavin, on what's going to happen to tax receipts?
Yeah, so it depends on what happens with the economy. I suppose there is a big chance we're going to have a recession with the problems inflation is causing to business and households. Now, in one sense, of course, inflation is good for tax receipts because increased selling prices for products That obviously means the VAT that's paid on them is higher. Wages have been growing at a decent clip. That means more income tax. But obviously, if we get a downturn that's broader than what we had during the pandemic, you know, you can expect to see income tax and VAT go down if lots of jobs are lost and spending declines in a big way. As for corporation tax, Pat, who knows?
Who knows?
I couldn't call it. We don't even know what's going on.
All right, Gavin, thank you very much. News Talk's Deputy Business Editor, Gavin McLaughlin.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Matter Private Network.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.